At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, changes came. Nothing changed with the team. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Buffalo's Cafe off of Buford Highway in Cumming. Guys, we start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, come on through. We'd love to get a chance to see you. One of our favorite bartenders is here. I went up to her, Mike, and I said, where is everybody? Because when we got here last time,
I mean, it was popping.
The bar was full. Yeah. People were already taking shots. Everybody was off the clock. She said they are on their way, so we expect to see you guys here.
Excellent, man. Excellent. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Last night, I got to tell the story to start the show. Stuck in traffic like everybody else, trying to get to the parking lot right by the Centennial Olympic Park. Got the top down, blasting music, and people are walking up the sidewalk. And this guy goes, hey, man, where's Carl? Where's Carl Dukes? I go, he loves suicidal tendencies so much. He's already here. He's inside.
I'm already rocking out.
I just love the fact that guys think we're like Batman and Robin in the Batmobile. Like, we're always, like, attached at the hip. But it ran into a bunch of listeners last night at the show. It was really kind of cool. I said, you heard me talking to Steak earlier today and Sandra. Lots of fathers and sons all listen to our show, by the way.
Yeah, you know what? I think this is what's going on across a lot of genres, especially with bands like that. The sons have been introduced to that music through mm-hmm. their fathers, right?
Right.
And then there's nothing cooler, to be quite honest. Son may not vibe with it as much as the dad, but to have him go and experience with you,
right.
I think that's really cool. I've seen that a lot with older R&B artists, hip-hop. Hey, look, we celebrated 50 years of hip-hop. We act like hip-hop's been around just a few years.
Right.
You've got dads now going, man, you know we used to rock to this. And you're playing stuff that your sons are not familiar with. So I think that's really cool. I'm glad you had a good time.
Right on.
Sold out.
Yes, I mean, well, there were some sections above that were empty, but it was obviously more than 65,000 people.
Sure.
For Metallica, and really cool layout on the floor. So they had a total mosh pit. Guys are just going, especially during Pantera.
Did you want to get in there?
No. I mean, dude, Carl, I got a black guy for playing ping pong. I don't want to be in the mosh pit. But no, I mean, these guys were going after it. And that was also, I forgot to mention that on Steak and Sandra's show. But yeah, you had some guys like 20-somethings and maybe teenagers, full-blown mosh pit, shirts off
wow.
to Pantera and to Metallica to a lesser extent. And I'm like, no, I'm too old. I don't need any of that smoke. I'm fine up in the stands drinking a beer.
All right, man. If you guys went to the show last night, I hope you had a great time. I know there were a bunch of folks from the station that went as well. We're up here again, coming Buford Highway, Buffalo's Cafe. Guys, here's the deal. We're not that good. And we just have to say it. It is June. And maybe in August we're saying something different about our Braves. But right now we're just not that good. And you can tell me this is a funk. You can tell me we're not hitting. You can tell me the pitch is going to be better. I told you guys last outing that Strider was not back. And he's not. He didn't give you a chance last night.
Right.
He's 0-4, 5.68 ERA. He gave up 5 runs last night. That is not Spencer Strider.
Now, again, he's going to have to continue to pivot. And you're going to have to, you know, he's not going to, if you can't get the velocity back, he can't leave 95-mile-an-hour stuff up in the strike zone like that, Carl. Just eminently hittable. And I know he talked about it. He admitted, he said to himself, hey, man, it's like batting practice. But this is a thing, and I said this, I was talking about, it's funny, we talked about this last night at the concert with one of the Braves fans I ran into. I love Steve Avery. Steve Avery was one of the young guns, yes, who came up with Maddox. I'm sorry, with Maddox was a trade, but with Smoltz and Glavine. And I got a chance to do some gambling events with Steve back in the day. He used to do those casino trips. And just a great guy. And I'm hoping that Spencer Strider doesn't become this generation's Steve Avery, where he never gets it back and doesn't have that same kind of stuff. That Steve had electric stuff early in his career that had an injury. It was difficult to come back from. And now you're just going to have to really go to plan B and C. I was just joking around off the mic. I mean, no, I don't expect him to develop a knuckleball, Carl, but yeah, if he's going to throw at that range, he cannot get the results he was used to getting.
So, on top of this, last night played out just as the rest of the season has. You know, you've got a situation in this game where you have a chance late in this game, Mike, to really do some damage. Two outs, two on, and they're leading 5-3, and you're like, this is the moment. This is when it's going to happen right here. And Ozuna crushes a ball. It's caught at the fence, guys. And, you know, you go, all right, warning track power. What more can you ask for in that situation? But those are the moments that we just have not come up big in. And it's not just Ozuna. It's everybody, guys, across the board. Olsen was up with guys on last night. He didn't get it done. He goes back to the dugout, slams his bat, breaks his bat or whatever.
There you go. Some emotion.
Well, guys are fired up in the fact that they know they're not coming through. But Zach Gallen last night looked like a damn ace. And he hasn't pitched well at all coming into last night. So that just tells me, Mike, the struggles. Zach Gallen, guys, when you talk about his outing last night, this guy came out, he just, the first 10 guys he faced, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Right.
He went through the first 10 batters of the game like that. And I'm thinking to myself, this isn't the dude that has pitched the last 4 games where his ERA has been almost 9. So we're struggling in so many different ways, and, you know, so much for the whole Freddy Gonzalez thing. And, again, I'm not pointing the finger at Freddy. I'm just simply saying that's a nice thing that the Braves did. It's not changing the fundamental issues that are wrong with our team right now.
You had a slow roller that got under the third baseman's glove. He did the ole, and then that was the big moment where Freddie sent the runner, and he was obviously safe. Throw was down the line, but that's the biggest drama you had with Freddie Gonzalez's debut as third base coach this time around. But, yeah, man, Marte and Carroll, those guys at the top of the lineup were just teeing off.
Yes.
They really were.
They were.
And Martin, like, you know, it's funny because, guys, if you don't like swag, you don't like, you know, if Acuna does it or you pick your player, Marte's got swag and a half. Took him like 45 seconds to get around the bases last night.
Yeah.
Even I was like, you know what? I was
come on,
like,
speed it up.
Even I was like, ooh, you know, that's a bit excessive, son. You know, doing the jump shot halfway between second and third. Yeah. I was thinking, you know what? If I was, you know, Don Mattingly, boom, right in the ear hole the next at bat. Not the way we operate.
All right, man. We'd love to hear from you. 404-726-0929. We're going to be out here until 6 o'clock. We'd love to get a chance to hang out with you, get a chance to see you. If you want to stop by, just say hello. Or you want to stop in, they got great wings here, obviously. I was just telling the guys, of course, Day-Day's here, our executive producer, Gordon, our on-site engineer. We were talking about Bash Night, which is $19.99 all-you-can-eat wings.
What?
Monday and Wednesday.
What? That's crazy talk.
5 p.m. to 9 p.m., all right? And I was sitting here, I was like, that's a heck of a deal. Now, I eat wings all the time. I'd eat wings every day if my wife allowed me to. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I paid like 10 bucks for like 10 wings, $19.99, all you can eat. No sharing, by the way, so stop that. But Monday and Wednesday, 5 to 9, so that's going on here as well as we are at Buffalo's Cafe in Cumming if you want to stop by. Great food. All right, Mike, we got a lot of stuff to get to. I do want to hear from Spencer Strider. And listen, I've told you guys this, and I like him a whole lot. I think he's talented. He can be special. He's not quite back yet. But sometimes it's see the ball, pitch the ball. Stop telling me all the things that you think you need to correct. Spencer Strider on not giving his team the chance to win last night.
You know, I just don't think anything was very consistent inning to inning. Stuff didn't move the same. Had spurts of good command. Despite, you know, giving up so many hits, I thought I was pretty efficient for the first half. I've said it before, you know, stuff. Command without stuff is batting practice, so that's about what I offered up today. You know, got to be better, got to move better. Just didn't give us a chance. I think that's all of my starts. I've given up the lead or given up the first runs of the game, so just put our guys behind.
Yeah, I appreciate his candor. We always want our athletes,
yes,
to be as straight as they can be. But it's almost like, dude, save it for a shrink. You know, get a sports psychologist like John. I mean, I just think it. I get to a point where you've almost you're almost stripped naked, you know, about what you're dealing with. And it, I mean, again, appreciate his frankness, but you worry about him being wrapped so tight and dealing with the things he's dealing with right now, which is having to adjust to not having overpowering stuff.
No, not at all. The other thing he said last night, he talked about his mechanics. Again, this is what I'm talking about. Like, some of this stuff, I don't need to know. If you're working on certain things and you know and we see that you're not back completely, I get it. But he's just trying to be as honest as he can. But this whole, you know, mechanics conversation. Here's Spencer Strider after the L last night.
Mechanics just aren't consistent, aren't synced up. You know, I don't have that feel. I don't have any power right now as a result of just not moving well. So, obviously, reps are helpful. But I don't have, you know, I'm not practicing when I go out there. I don't have the ability to just be patient, honestly. So we've got to win games. When it's my turn to pitch, I got to get a chance to win. And if I can't do that, then, you know, I don't know what value I'm providing.
Well, if he can't do that, then he should be pitching.
Well, that's just it.
I mean, like, this is, again, this gets back to the whole Snicker conversation. Yes, I get it. You paid him a lot of money, and most of that is going to kick in here over the next few years. But if Spencer Strider is not able to help you right now, stop running him out there. Stop running him out there.
And, you know, it's funny. We spent a lot of time yesterday on third base coaches. Can we talk about Rick Kranitz?
Sure.
Does he do his job? Do you know if there's anyone better that can help these young pitchers? Because how many pitchers have flamed out over their history here in Atlanta under his tutelage? And if you look at Rick's resume, he's been fired everywhere. Like,
yes.
In baseball, you get fired a lot. It
yep.
happens.
Yep.
But I begin to wonder, I guess the point I'm making is we're so static in our approach.
Sure.
So we brought Freddie Gonzalez back. Yippee-ki-yay. I'd love to get some new sets of eyeballs on this pitching staff. And especially Spencer, who really needs some guidance right now that apparently Rick Kranitz isn't offering.
Yeah, my thing is, and you're right, Mike. I mean, look, all these things play into our record right now. You know, we're under 500. We have been. We're fighting to get back to 500. Everybody wants to talk about the playoffs. Guys, we've been over 500 one time this season. Relax. Like, we got to find our rhythm and get over 500 and then maintain it and stay there. And, again, I don't want to say, well, that'll happen in August because it happened in 2021. I'm over that conversation. 404-726-0929. You've lost 9 of your last 12 games. The good news is Drake Baldwin, secret sauce, gets Rookie of the Month, and he had another good game last night. He threw a couple of guys out. Drake Baldwin is showing you guys he's the real deal. And I understand the financial commitment to Sean Murphy, but as I've said, I think he should be getting more bats and more playing time, and I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon, but every time he's on the field, it seems like he does something.
I said this to you yesterday, and again, we had a bunch of guys a month ago that said, you guys are nuts. Are we? Are Dukes and Bell ahead of the freaking curve? When we talked about Sean Murphy and diminishing returns on that contract, and you just said it. Everybody wants to talk about the defense. Well, Drake drew out 2 guys last night.
Yes.
So Sean Murphy is a valuable chip in the game to try to turn this thing around at the trade deadline. And if the Braves are smart, they get Sean Murphy out of here to a team that needs a catcher because Drake is the new news, and maybe we can shore up the bullpen or get another starter for it. But Sean Murphy, I mean, anybody who want to go bananas and go to the mattresses on that a month.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You feeling the same way now? No, you're not.
Yeah. All right, man. We got a lot more to dive into. Coming up, a conversation about one former Falcon you don't want to miss. But when we come back, the Daily Download, including we're getting ready for the NBA Finals, and A&B Sports and Entertainment launch a new annual college football series, which is kind of cool. It's going to happen right here in our own city. We'll tell you all about that as well. We are live at Buffalo's Buford Highway in Cumming. Come on through. We'd love to get a chance to see you. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.